Penguin Random House Audio presents The Gangster by Clive Cussler and Justin Scott. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Murder and Hijinks. New Haven, 1895. Chest deep in a ditch, an Italian pick-and-shovel man looked up at a rush of custom-made shoes and broadcloth trousers inches from his face. Rich American students were scooping handfuls from the earth pile and sifting the sandy red soil through their fingers. The Irish foreman, seated in the shade of an umbrella, shook a fist at him. "Back to work, you lazy dago!" The students took no notice. Set loose from geology class for impromptu field study, they were examining the fresh dug-out wash for traces of Triassic rock that glaciers had ground from the highlands above the New Haven Valley. They were happy to be out of doors this first warm day of spring, and Italians digging holes in the ground were as ordinary a sight as red-faced Irish foremen in derby hats. But the Italian's padrone, the labor contractor the immigrants paid a stiff commission for the day's work, did notice. The padrone was an extravagantly clad and perfumed Neapolitan with a sharp eye for profit. He beckoned the laborer who had stopped work to gape at his betters, a young Sicilian who called himself Antonio Branco. Antonio Branco vaulted effortlessly up onto the grass. His clothes reeked of sweat, and little distinguished him from the others toiling in the ditch. Just another peasant in a dirty cap, a little finer featured than most, taller and bigger in the shoulders. And yet something about this one seemed off. He was too sure of himself, the padrone.